and Haridas Bhagavatam. And Mahaprabhu begged a small garden from the Guru of Prataputra. I asked that a secluded place I want for my prasadman purpose. And that was granted to him, and he put Haridas up there, a little secluded from the park, from the temple of Jagannath. That the Jagannath pujari may not see any disturbance that the Javan has come. We shall touch the Javan and then to enter the temple, that won't be allowed. So a little far off Haridas Thakur was put. And Rupa Sanatan, when they came, they also put up with Haridas Thakur, because they had also some bad name of close association with the Muslim ruler. So the Orthodox section may not accept them in connection with Jagannath's worship. So they used to remain with Haridas Thakur and did not come in the street where Jagannath pujaris are roaming freely to avoid them. So much so that one day when Mahaprabhu was in Tota Gopinath, where Gadadhar Pandit used to have his Gopinath worship, Sanatan went to the over the hot sands of the shore, seashore. He did not use the ordinary road, but he went over the hot sand at noontime, and there was some blister under his foot. Mahaprabhu told, why you did not come through the ordinary way, because it's cooler. No, I can't come thereby. There's so many priests there wandering on those streets. They may have some touch on that they will consider it. He's taking away. So I have come from this. So very carefully avoided. Did not give any room for complaint against them. Only from far away they used to have darshan of the temple chura, the highest, the crown of the temple. And they did never enter into the temple. They have dealt so intimately with the Lila of the Lord, but they have not entered Jagannath temple. So what is temple entry? One advocate, and Prabhupada used to give his class in Puri. One advocate was absent, a disciple. Prabhupada asked, where is that gentleman? I don't find him in the class. He has gone to Jagannath temple to have a darshan of his arati. Prabhupada told, he has gone for a high exercise. I exercise. So take it up. Our eyes should be guided by the ear. Ear will guide the eye. How to see, what to see. then the eye can see properly. On the whole, it is all transcendental. But still, through the, we can use our quality, this body experience, eye experience, yard experience. All experience may be gradually converted into spiritual feeling. For the beginners, there is no other way but to begin with their senses. But gradually, from the experience of senses, they are expected to go on in the spiritual conception. And the sound comes to guide, generally. So our ear guides the eye. Suti kitapatham, the ways, the ways where eye is guided by the ear, suti. Suti means ear. Suti guides the eye, then eye can feel what is what. So in the Tirtha and the pilgrims, place of pilgrimage, the pandas are there. They guide the people. Here is this, here is that, here is that. Otherwise one only by means of seeing cannot understand what is what. Haridas Thakur took name, he converted one prostitute sent by one wicked leader of Bengal. He could not tolerate Haridas Thakur's fame that he is a sadhu, he was a Muslim. What sort of sadhu? He is a hypocrite. He is showing to the public, he is a great saint. So he sent one prostitute. I shall reward you if you can spoil that hypocrite saint. So according to his rejection, the prostitute wanted to see Haridas Thakur in the heart. He was alone taking the name of the Lord. And continuously 3 nights he hunted the press. Haridas Thakur said, I am taking the name and there is some limit until I can finish the numbers. I can talk with you, please wait. Then I shall fulfill your desire. And after 3 days, after 3 nights, that person's mental mind was changed. And then he wanted from Haridas Diksha, initiation in name, and Haridas Thakur gave him. And then and the quarters he left for her to some service of the Tulsi plant and live here and take the name. And Haridas Thakur left for some other place. Then Haridas Thakur's name was spread long. After that, and he was living in Puri with Mahaprabhu, then he thought that Mahaprabhu will disappear very soon. He wanted to go before that and proposed to Mahaprabhu that it is in my mind that you won't stay for a long time. I want to go away before you. Then, why do you like to do this? Why you are like? Haridas Thakur told that I am too old, I can't finish my regular counting of the name. I do not like to stay any longer here. Then one day, Mahaprabhu with his party approached Haridas Thakur, now you are, began Sankirtan on the compound. And the Haridas Thakur, I am ready, my lord. As if I was your own wind, he's quite heavy. My lord. Then Haridas Thakur, he took Mahaprabhu very close to his body and they put his eyes on the face of Mahaprabhu and took his feet on his breast. And taking the name of Krishna Chaitanya, the whole life he took the name of Hare Krishna. But at the time of his departure, he began to take Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, and left the world. And Mahaprabhu told Haridas Thakur what type of saint he was. At his sweet will, he left the body and went there. Like Bhishma. Bhishma got a boon of Ichhamitra. Whenever he would desire, he can leave the body. Vishnu Nijjam Savat Haridasaran. Haridas Thakur passed in such a way the whole came to to remember that Bhishma's passing away at his sweet with Haridas. And the peculiarity, he took the foot of Mahaprabhu on his chest, had fixed eyes on the face, and he began to say, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nam Kariti Uccharan, Name Sahit Pran Kaila Utkrama. And while taking the name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, but life vanished, passed away. Then all the party began Sankirtan. Mahaprabhu took Haridas's body on his shoulder and began to dance madly. And after that, he took him to this seashore and there it was dug. And they had put and the first Mahaprabhu gave Paduka on his body. And before that, the devotees took the fish water, Haridas fish washing water, they took and drank. And then Haridas. And then Sankirtan, the Samadhi is still there. Everyone goes and see Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur passed in such a way. Hare Krishna. The name Haridas. Three lakhs, 1 crore of name he took in a month. 3 lakhs, Tindrishan Nabboy. Every day 3 lakh, so in 30 days 90, and 10 more added, 1 crore in a month, you know, they took you to take. Yeah. So 3 lakhs means on at least from 14 hours, at least 15 hours, and he used to devote in taking the name so much time, as told. But who can take very swiftly, they can take within 4 hours one back, or 5 hours. But to make it distinctly, then almost 7 hours. Name, taking the name. The example set by him, how one should take the name of the Lord and the pass his time. And as a result of the name, how one can develop his love. And this is the peculiar, the whole life he took the name of Hare Krishna. And just when he's passing away, took the name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. and this birth to it. Golden hall. রবি দিয়েছিল ওখানে সেঞ্চুরি is responsible for my position. I am responsible for my position, present position. To find fault causes very particular strife. আজকে কি শনি পুজো?
শনি পুজো মাঝে মাঝে সব একটা আমাকে
হরিতলায় নাই হোয়াট ইজ মাই গোল? What is my enemy? These general questions in life to be solved. Fundamental difficulty. We are busy in particular things. Small, particular, petty things drawing our attention, avoiding big problems of life, real problems of life. Irrelevant. We are busy with irrelevant things. Bon Maharaj went out for collection during the monthly celebration in Calcutta Mall. He was pointed out by some mischievous persons. He pointed out to a prostitute's house. Go that house and there he would get much money. He went and moved the Lady came out. Then finding her, Bon Maharaj became a little perplexed. Anyhow, he gave a letter of invitation to her and invited her at the market. And these people who suggested that house, they are smiling. He was in there. Then Bon Maharaj came and told to our Guru Maharaj, I want to go for correction. Such is the condition. Then Guru Maharaj came out with his argument and his direction. those that have left their own property, I am sending them away in party property, that is, collect money, beg money. They have left their own wealth at home, left everything and they come here. And I am sending them from door to collect that same thing, what they have left already in their house. Am I doing wrong? No. Why? We must learn to use everything in the service of the Lord. If we leave anything, that will wait and capture me one day. So everything, we shall learn how to utilize anything and everything for the service of the Lord. Anasaktasya vishayam jatharmupujinyata nirbandha krishna sambandhi. Find out the clue, how we can utilize everything for Krishna. That is what is necessary. No avoidance, but adjustment. No avoidance, but adjustment is necessary. Neither adjusted are we at present. Proper adjustment is necessary in life. Nothing is our enemy, all friends. When we see them in Krishna connection, the standpoint, the outlook should be changed. Nothing should be left, but adjustment. That's the main thing. That is all. No one is enemy, only the enemy within me. I am viewing things for separate interest for me, that is Maya. Suffering from Maya, that is misconception, misreading, misbehavior. That should be purified. Separate interest should go, and the central interest, that is Krishna interest, will come within us. This is what is necessary, really. Because we belong to Krishna, and we have got a duty towards Him, and our duty is to handle everything for Him. That is a general, reasonable thing. Neither to enjoy nor to renounce. Bhakti mukti spriha yavat pishachisivat. They are like ghost. The idea of living anything, to dissociate or to associate with self-center. These are two ghosts. The ghost should be driven off. And life really must come out that I am an agent, not master. I am an agent and I do my duty as an agent of the center, of the supreme, of the beautiful, of the absolute good. This is necessary, and that just properly. The poison within, not without. But the undesirable thing is within me. None can oppose, none can do it. Any opposite incident, apparently, that is also necessary for my yes. change is necessary. Whatever we think undesirable in the outside, that is necessary for me to pass the examination. That is a test to me. We have to take it there. So no complaint against anyone in the other family. That is the central teachings of Srimad Bhagavata. Everything is good on the myself is there. I must turn me on the center-minded, center-interested, and everything is all right. Maya santushta manasa sabba sukha maya adhisho. Who is satisfied with my position, then from every direction, waves of happiness, ecstasy will come to him, to us. Only be satisfied with me. Don't hanker for anything else. Then you will see that from all directions, only happy news are coming to you. Happy waves are coming towards you. Only be faithful. You are a traitor now, living the life of a traitor. You belong to your master, your lord, your relationship, absolute. And you want to become master. Or if you can't become master of the environment, then you want to retire, that is strike. It takes to strike habit, no work. Either work for me or no work. Bhakti and the mukti. These two are ghosts. Ishashishiti vartati. And as long as such aspiration, these two ghosts of the glory to her or to sannyasism. Those ghosts should be driven off and you are all right. You are wholesome and healthy. You will be fed, you will be able to feel yourself. You are quite at home. Back to God, back to home. Home comfort you will feel. You are in your own soil. You are your own child of your own soil. All of this central thing. That is bhakti mukti. Neither stop work nor work on your whim. Systematic work for the satisfaction of the center. That is what is. Don't try to find out your enemy outside. It is all within. Adjustment proper. You have to adjust yourself properly. And for that, you must seek some help from our similar persons that are adjusted. You have to take help from them. Without any complaint, useless complaint, a bad workman quarrels with his tools. Tools comes from his own body according to his food or something. But no quarrel have any effect with one's tools. So you have earned such environment. It is like stool. This environment where you are staying, it is like stool to you. It has come from within you, within your mental body, and this environment has been produced. So no complaint. Complain within. Complain with the food. With the food, and not with the stools. your judgment should take place before you take something. Not the tools, the results, but when you begin, as you begin, you be particular there. The environment is like, it comes from within you as a result of your own activity. But you be careful when taking the food which you imbibe there. Solon Kirtan, Sadhu Sangha. There you concentrate yourself. And this is your own product. Environment is our own product. Comes from us. So must not be complaining to any other, but try to concentrate all your energy within you, how to guide you, how to guide our own self. That is the question. How can you do that? Sadhu Sangha, Shastra Sangha. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Neither stop nor opposite energy. Save from this. More details. Panyabhidash karmagyan. Panyabhidashita sunnam. Karmagyana janavasan. Anukulena krishnam. Shilanam bhakti rakshati. Sadbhu upadhi vinir muktam. Upadhi. That is not natural, which come from outside like parasites. Parasite. So the branches in the tree, which is not a part of that tree, you have a parasite.
Parasite.
Karmagyana janavatam anukulena krishnana sridhanam bhakti ruchyati. Navida, splitting desire, aimless, without any plan, so many fleeting desires are coming and are going. They should be avoided. Karma organized way to make myself master of all the energy I can find. Karma, or to leave everything. Give up company of anything and everything. All is bad. Everything is injurious. I don't want anything. That is also more difficult position. Mukti, that is more injurious to us. That is liberation, disconnection with everything. Proper connection is necessary, not disconnection. Not disconnection, but proper connection. So our Guru Maharaj, often he told, religion is proper adjustment. Proper adjustment. There's no renunciation, no exploitation. It is the nature of dedication. Dedication, our duty. And that becomes, in the highest stage, love. Action of love. That is the God. Then duty becomes sweet. In the beginning, duty may not be sweet. It is directed by the saints and the scriptures, but when that you give towards Krishna in relation to Krishna becomes very sweet, then in Raghumarka, in Vrindavan circle. In Vrindavan circle, to satisfy Krishna, all such activities are very, very, very sweet. So sweet they cannot give that in any way. They can give the life, still they cannot live the duty. Mahaprabhu told Srimad Bhagavatam in the last stage of revealed scriptures, it is told like that. A loving life for the Lord of all. So when we are very much particular for others' conduct, we lose our time and energy. That is rather reactionary. If we try to find fault with anyone, that fault comes to me. Especially when that is in the devotion section. That will come to me. I've been queuing, the poison in his body, and by connecting me with that poison is coming to me. So avoid that. Try to find good things in others. That will help you. There was a system in our mat in the time of Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj ordered to praise one Vaishnava, our order one Vaishnava to praise another Vaishnava, especially who does not like him. That means he is forced to find out where is goodness in that whom he can't like. He should try to find out good things in him. That will help him. Vaishnava prasamsa. He will search, eliminating the bad things in his conception. He will search after if anything good there. And thereby he will be benefited. That will come to him. No culture with any bad thing anywhere, especially in the devotees. Because the devotees, the surrendered souls, Krishna has taken their charge. What is good and bad, this is in the responsibility of him. That badness, that evil things in a devotee may disappear any time. Or Krishna is continuing to serve some purpose there. What is he like that? Who are under his direct charge, in charge of Krishna direct, Ananya Bhak. We must not go to criticize them. It has been great difficulty. We have tried to find out what is good in them. That will help us a great deal. This is not theoretical thing, all practical things here are.
Radhanti Maharaj inquires, what is the relationship between Vishwarupa and Nityananda?
Vishwarupa and?
Nityananda Prabhu.
বিশ্বরূপ মানে নিত্যানন্দ ও বিশ্বরূপ মানে মহাপুরুষ বিশ্বরূপ নিত্যানন্দ অলমোস্ট অফ সেম দেয়ার শচী দেবী স বিশ্বরূপী নিত্যানন্দ সমটাইমস ইস বিশ্বরূপ মেট নিত্যানন্দ
Maharaj, Rupa and Sanatan, they receive Siksha from Mahaprabhu. And Mantram?
Mantram they got elsewhere. Rupa Goswami got from Sanatan. And Sanatan got from one Vidya Vachaspati, elder brother of Sarvabhauma, previously. And Mahaprabhu did not interfere with that. Jeev Goswami got from Rupa. Prabhupada's brother Vidya Vachaspati. From him Sanatana took, from Sanatana Rupa, and from Rupa Jeev. That is the spiritual hierarchy there.